It is time for sports here with Robin Hood Radio with Mike Kazi. He'll be joining us in just a moment. But we're all set in the NFL championships. New Orleans against the Los Angeles Rams. And the Patriots against the Kansas City Chiefs after a weekend of NFL activity that I think saw me go out of the game. I think I got one loss. I'm not sure. It was good. I know there's Dallas Cowboy fans out there, but it was good to see the Cowboys take it on the chin. And how about Philadelphia? They look like the Giants. They had it. They had the game in their grasp. And a freak bounce off a reliable catcher's hands. And there you go. I'm with you, Pat O'Connell. Come on, Kansas City. Go Chiefs. The Super Bowl I'd like to see would be New Orleans against Kansas City. Here you go, Pat. That's right. With those two quarterbacks, I think it would be a very entertaining game. A lot of points, a lot of exciting plays, and you have the two greatest quarterbacks this year in the league there. Between the two quarterbacks, I think they've thrown over 100 touchdown passes this season. My arm would be like rubber. It'd be hanging off my side. That's just their touchdown passes. They each threw, I think Drew Brees threw 50, and the kid threw 57 or 58, I think, for Kansas City to Mahomes. But, gosh, that's just touchdown passes. And we'll have to see what happens. The veteran who's 40 and the rookie who's just a young kid. Those are the ones we'll be rooting for. But anyways, let us welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. So I was just talking on the air about the football games. Philadelphia turned into the New York Giants in the final minutes of the game. That pass that bounced off the guy's hands. NFL is really a game of luck, it seems.
Yeah.
Just plain luck. I mean, Philadelphia was...
Not luck, fixedness.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But
you got guys catching balls on helmets with one hand, and then you have other guys where the ball goes right through his hands when it's almost impossible with them sticky gloves.
I know. Fixness.
Well, you know, they tried to give the game to the Eagles on that one drive that the Saints had in the third quarter that took about 12 minutes. They called four penalties against them, two holding penalties, and the Saints still overcame that and won. So at that point, I guess the NFL said, hey, you know what? We got to let the Saints win this game. We tried to take it from them, but they wouldn't let it happen.
So the Saints got the win yesterday, and also yesterday the Chargers, their quarterback shows what he does in big games.
Cries.
You know, I wouldn't mind him. I guess you're right there. I wouldn't mind him, but he cries and then he blames on other people. He blames and cries.
I was watching the game at the racetrack yesterday afternoon, and the Patriots took San Diego or wherever they are to the woodshed. They spanked them, thoroughly embarrassed them.
Yeah.
With less than 2 minutes to go, and they're losing by 20 points, Rivers blows up, yelling at his teammates. Yeah. You just got spanked. These guys got embarrassed on the road, in the cold, and you're yelling at them with 2 minutes to go. The guy's got no class.
I don't care
what you say, he's a competitor. I don't care what you say about any of that stuff. You don't yell at your teammates with 2 minutes to go when you got thoroughly thrashed. It'd be like a pitcher yelling at his teammates when they lost 12-1 and you're yelling at him in the ninth inning for making an error. Why? What does that have to do with the outcome of the game?
Yeah.
Where were you for the other eight innings? Where were you in the first half when they went to halftime and the score was 35-7? Mm. Where were you then? Yeah. But with a minute to go, you want to show the cameras that you're a fighter. Sit down, get on the plane, shut up. You lost like you always do. Goodbye.
All right, and then the other games. So you and I both picked those games correctly, right?
Nope, you lost with the Colts.
Yeah, that's what I mean with the Colts. But I mean, but the all the other games we picked correctly together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the home teams won.
Yep. So
as they usually do this week.
So I'm hoping it's a Rams Saints Super Bowl.
It can't be Rams Saints Super Bowl.
Why can't it be?
Because they're in the same division. They play each other next week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean Rams Chiefs. Pardon me. No. What am I talking? I'm hoping it's going to be New Orleans against the kid Mahomes in Kansas City.
New Orleans against the Patriots. That's what it's going to be.
Probably, but I hope to. Yeah, I'd like to see the two best quarterbacks in the league there for this year.
Well, you will have the two best quarterbacks in the league, Brady and Brees.
Brady's not as good. This year's stats aren't as good as a kid from Kansas City.
It doesn't matter what this year's stats are. 11 championship games in a row. Can any other quarterback in the history of the sport
that? I'm not taking it away from Brady. I think the combination of Brady and Belichick is the greatest combination ever in the NFL.
Brady and Brees, Boston, Massachusetts, the town of champions.
You know, what they have done together is absolutely never been done before in the NFL.
Boston is the city of champions.
I give them all the credit in the world, but I'd still like to see Mahomes against Brees. But anyways, we'll see what happens.
You will. You'll see Mahomes against Brees next week. Not Mahomes against Brees. My fault. Mahomes against Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good game, too,
to
watch.
The upstart against the champion.
Yeah, that'll be a good game to watch, too. That'll be a good game to watch.
I just hope it doesn't snow there. That'll change everything.
We'll see what happens. So anyway, so we're done with that. But how about this, Mike? And we only have a few minutes to talk about this, but I want to get this. Sports betting. You heard what happened yesterday?
Yeah, some kind of glitch where the guy couldn't put a bet in and it wound up costing him a couple of million bucks.
It's exactly right. This is the thing with sports betting, online sports betting. When his winnings finally were deposited from the last playoff game,
mm-hmm.
He
didn't have the money. He didn't have the money in his account after the Patriot game to bet the Saints game.
And it got there late. Now, mm-hmm. How can it get there late with computers? Come on. Come on. This is the problem with sports betting now when you do it
fixed.
On computers.
It's fixed.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all fixed.
That's the whole thing that's wrong with internet sports betting. I'm not saying sports betting when you go to the window and stuff like that, get the tracks. But when it's on the internet, I'm sorry, all bets are off. All bets are off. So I'd be ticked off if I was that guy myself.
Oh, don't be surprised if you don't get a lawyer and sue him.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's no reason with computer technology.
It's just like if you were trading commodities, and there's such a thing called, this used to be, as time of sales, and you get a bad fill at the wrong time, you can go back and sue the company for getting a bad fill. I'd be suing this company for that. Wasn't this company in trouble earlier this year for something too?
Well, yeah, it's that which one is it? The betting one, DraftKings.
DraftKings.
Yeah. Come on. That's the trouble with this thing. All right. So anyways, so within the last couple of minutes, what do you want to talk about?
All right. Let's go back to what I've been saying, the city of champions. Who has more championships, Boston or New York? Now, New York has more teams than Boston. So if you just take the top four teams in their four sports, who has more championships, Boston or New York?
Oh, the Yankees have 27. So that's right there. That's 27 right there.
It's a flat-footed tie all time, 37 apiece. But since 2000, Boston has 10 and New York has 4.
All right. Well, it's a flat-footed tie between the two cities, people out
37.
West.
37. And this year, Boston has a chance to make it 38-37.
Oh, boy. That's terrible.
38-37. Red Sox, 9 championships. Bruins, 16. Patriots, 5. Celtics, 17. Crankies, 27. Giants, 4. Rangers, 4. And the deciding factor was the Knicks with 2.
There you go.
The Knicks.
The Knicks. The Knicks. The only word that can make you laugh. One word. The Knicks. No, pardon me. The only word that can make you laugh or cry at the same time. Just say it to a person in New York. The Knicks.
The Knicks.
Either they'll laugh or they'll cry.
The Knicks. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how people can constantly hate Brady so much. I mean, like, even I didn't hate Derek Jeter. Even I didn't hate Derek Jeter for the things that he did. And here, this guy is the best quarterback of all time. How could you hate him? How could you hate him? I don't understand it. You could hate the team, but you can't say anything bad about Brady. You can't. The guy's the best.
They had the same thing against Staubach. They hated Staubach, a lot of people.
But you can't compare any quarterback to Brady.
I know, but all I'm saying is that when you get a quarterback that gets on a roll, people...
He's not on a roll. He's been winning for almost 20 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Nobody's done that.
He's truly unbelievable. That's exactly right.
In today's NFL, where at any time anybody can beat anybody, for him to be as good as he's been, it's unbelievable.
It is. He is, simply put, the best quarterback. And like I said, we're never going to see another tandem like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady together again. I can't believe in the history of the NFL. Never. The things they've accomplished year to year with the changing teams is absolutely amazing. That's all you can say.
You say these things, but you know, these people that get paid big money to voice their opinions on these sports shows. Who do they keep for quarterback? Yeah. They're talking about getting rid of Foles. Yeah. How could you get rid of Foles?
Yeah.
I'd get rid of Wentz.
That's exactly right.
I wouldn't get rid of Foles. The guy won you a Super Bowl last year off the bench. When this year looked like it was hopeless, he got you within a ball through the hands of playing to get into the Super Bowl again. How do you get rid of him? How do you get rid of him? You know this guy can perform under the top situation.
And he's been injured.
You don't know if Wentz can or not.
And he's been injured, playing injured.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I'd have Wentz's bags packed and sold to the highest bidder.